everybody.
Ayo.
Welcome back to Why Not Podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Darby.
If you're new here.
If you're new here.
This is why I don't start. If you're new here.
It's that Midwest accent coming out.
If you're new here, welcome.
This is us.
I struggle every week.
Same.
If you're returning, we appreciate it. Good to see you again.
You're the best.
Hell yeah.
Did you get a new phone case?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I had dropped my purple one.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. And this is just an extra one that we had.
Fair.
So, it worked well for Patty's Day, though.
I didn't even notice it that night.
Yeah.
I wasn't even drunk.
Anyways.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Are you fully recovered?
I think so.
You were very rough at the end of the night there.
I was rough Sunday.
I didn't hear a peep from you Sunday, and I looked at Mike at, like, because I also feel like shit Monday because of the head cold, and Mike got back, and I was like, I think Alyssa's dead.
Dude, Andy got up and went to breakfast.
Wild.
With Kat and Alex and Ryan.
Yeah.
And went downtown and got his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then went out to Lenox and got the boys from my mom. I didn't get out of bed until 11.
Good for you, though.
And then I laid on the couch. Or no, I got up and I took a shower. Tried to make myself feel a little more human.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work. Mm-hmm. Laid on the couch. Just felt like I was dying. My head was throbbing. My stomach hurt.
Ugh.
I felt like such shit. Like I was having like hot flashes.
Oh, those are worse.
I got an ice pack and put it on my forehead. And passed out for like 2.5-3 hours.
Nice. I love that for you. Did you puke the night before?
No.
Wow. Did you sleep in the shower?
No. I was in the shower. Andy kept yelling at me and annoying me.
Sounds
You're not sleeping in the shower tonight. Like, I'm not fucking sleeping. Leave me alone.
What a fun hater.
Yeah. He's like, the water's freezing cold. He, like, came in and shut the water off and threw a towel at me. He's like, get the fuck in bed.
No comforter this time?
No. Just my towel.
That's not cozy.
No, what a dick.
What a dick, Andrew.
Not a real friend like Allie.
Not a real friend like Allie.
Allie brought me a fucking pillow and a comforter.
I don't think Allie could have even done that that night. She was also hammered.
Yeah.
I was the only sober person, guys.
Love that for you.
I was still miserable. I have had this sinus infection bullshit for a full week now. And I just wanted to be in bed.
Yeah.
The whole time we were out.
I don't blame you.
But I powered through. And I hung out. And I tried to be fun.
I think you were fun.
Thanks. I tried not to be that bitch, you know? It worked.
I think I would have thought you were fun no matter what that night.
Yeah.
You probably would have seemed fun. I probably would have thought that you were fun even if you hadn't showed up.
Yeah.
You could have told me you were there and I would have believed you.
I could have sat down here and been like, do you remember XYZ? And you would have been like, yeah, it was so great. Okay, but do you remember the karaoke competition?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Because that was epic as hell.
Yeah.
That's such a good time.
Remember Parker and Madison's face when CJ starts singing Adele?
That was great.
They didn't believe me.
I remember being so heavily disappointed in Parker when this boy told me he didn't know Eminem. A single Eminem song. And I walked over to Stacy and I said, you did your own child dirty. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'll have a conversation with him about that one. I did not know that.
And he's like, I'm young. I'm like, dude, you're younger than me. That's not an excuse.
Not an excuse.
Because Ryan was doing without me, which mm-hmm. also one of my, I love what Ryan does without mm-hmm. me. And he goes, I don't even know what's going on. And I thought he was being sarcastic. Because I was, like, messing around. And then I look behind, and he's just like, and I'm like, you really don't know this. And he's like, no. And I've never been more disappointed in a person in my whole life.
That is horrible. My kids know Eminem.
Exactly.
Talk about fucking young.
Yeah. No excuse. No excuse.
At all.
No. The dude that won deserved to win.
Did he?
Oh my god, yeah.
I think we left before the winner was announced.
Did you not watch him? He was right after, well, you were outside, I think.
Yeah, I went outside because I was dying.
Yeah, yes. So they're going to do the finale April 12th, which Ryan is supposed to go back to because Ryan plays third. Yeah. And we're going to have to go. Also, not this weekend, but the next weekend, there is another karaoke qualifier. So Andy has a chance, and CJ if they want.
Well,
maybe even me if I get over this bullshit.
That'd be entertaining.
I would not win. I would just
it go. It would be
a,
fun.
I would make a fool of myself and have a great time.
Hell yeah.
That's the whole point of karaoke.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing Pink Pony Club, and I'm going to have you come on stage with the pink cowboy and the air guitar.
Yes!
Great times. Great times to be had.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It was a night.
It was a fucking night.
Best part of the night, honestly, was the turkey club sandwich that I had at Horses.
My onion rings popped.
Nice. Had some fried pickles. Those were great.
I just had onion rings and a green beer.
You know, I didn't even think you ate, so I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Because I was like, this bitch needs food.
I probably needed more, but it did what it needed to. I didn't throw up.
True.
Thankfully.
Very true. Yeah. It was a good time.
It was a great time.
It was a good time. I'm hoping next year I can be a bit more alive for it.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Maybe we'll trade places next year.
Okay. I was texting Kat yesterday, and I was like, I hate St. Paddy's Day. Never celebrating it again. And she's like, dude, same. I still feel like shit.
Yeah. She messaged me, too, and I was like, how you doing? And she's like, I'm not okay.
Yeah. They came over for dinner last night, nice. And the kids all played outside. We sat outside, and she had to, like, force herself through a beer.
Oof.
Still.
Mike was hungover.
Like, super hungover?
He felt shitty. For once.
Good.
Because he had to drive to Mitchell, because that was his dad's birthday, it was Sunday. I stayed home and slept. I was so bad the next morning. Like, Jordan stayed with us, and he came. I told him he could come in the bedroom. I was like, dude, like, I have clothes on. You're fine. And he just looks, and he goes, you look rougher than any snap, like, either of us. Like, I was dying. My head was pounding.
I'm sure being around all the smoke and shit didn't help either.
Yeah, that was definitely it. Plus, yeah. We were outside a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, when my allergies are the worst. I ran out of allergy meds. So I didn't, like, I took a Mucinex and I took some ibuprofen, but I didn't have anything else. So, like, my face was swollen Sunday.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, this is bullshit. The one time I'm the DD and I still feel like shit.
Still dying.
I am cursed.
You are.
Fine. I just expect, even if I just come here and have a drink on a Friday night and drive Mike home, I will still feel like shit the next day.
Always.
It's just how it be.
Yep.
But yeah.
Literally without fail.
Without fail.
It's insane, actually.
My body hates me. It's fine. My body's
okay.
A little baby back, bitch. It's fine.
Madison was a fucking blast.
I told her she needs to come drinking with us more.
She was so fun.
That was incredible. I don't... My favorite thing, when anyone would give her shit about, like, her not knowing something or being in or whatever, she'd be like, I wasn't even born when 9/11 happened. Shut up!
When she said that the first time, I looked at her, and I looked at my dad, and I go... What the fuck?
Yeah.
I was in fourth grade.
I wasn't even a year and a half old. I was a year and a half old.
Yeah.
I was a baby.
But at least you were alive.
At least, that's what me and Parker said, because Parker just barely made it.
Yeah.
For like 6 months, because he's a year younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I guess we have that, but at the same time, I don't remember anything.
Right.
My other favorite comment of the night was Kat was also, like, we were joking because she's like, I'm older, and she was like, yeah, I remember that from 1999, and I looked at her and I said, that's the year I was born, and she just looked at me and went, get. Sorry.
Yeah, I always forget that Kat's, like, 3 years older than me.
Yeah, I didn't even really... know that until, not St. Patty's Day, but the last time we all hung out, and I was like, well,
mm-hmm.
Never would have guessed. I could have swore you two were the same age.
Right? Yeah, it throws me off. Every time.
Fucking wild. But, you know, it'd be like that.
It'd be like that.
I also did enjoy when Madison and Parker were there that I felt like there was more people my age. I was like, I like this. I'm not the baby. Great times. Your dad thought a dude at the bar was trying to, like, hit on me. So he, like, came up and he, like, wedged himself in between us. He went, oh, so I see you're talking to my daughter here.
Oh, like, my God.
It was gold. It was great. I was like, aw, Dan.
Fucking Daniel.
It's like, I was fine, but it's the thought that counts.
I remember Allie gave us a ride home in CJ's truck.
What?
I think.
When I left, she was hammered.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's who it was. I could be completely wrong. Somebody gave us a ride in CJ's truck. 99% sure it was Allie. I remember getting into Ollie's car seat.
Jesus Christ.
Sitting on my knees, and my head was resting, like, on the backrest.
She could have drove you home, and then, because we stayed a little bit longer, because Mike and Jordan wanted to hang out for a bit. I think she might have drove you home, came back, and then her and her sister started doing shots. So that would probably be, like, why when I left, I was like, oh, girl.
Maybe Lauren gave us a ride.
That might be it. Because Lauren disappeared, too, when you guys left. And I think Lauren was pretty sober.
Lauren seemed sober when she got there.
Well, yeah.
And I don't think we left long after she got there.
That's not how that went. No. Lauren was there when we got there. Yeah. Fun fact.
To the Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she showed up after us.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think she was really drinking. And she left when Allie left. So I think they went and then they came back. That math would add up.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep track of Jordan and Mike at that point, so.
Yeah. All I know is I walked outside to the back patio and just sat there for a few minutes, and then all the guys walked out, and I looked at Andy, and I go, we need to go right the fuck now.
I know, I gave you so much shit for it, but I could see it in your eyes, and I was like, oh my god, this bitch needs to go to bed.
Yeah, I really did.
We got Taco Bell on the way home. That was the best part of my night.
That's awesome.
It was delish.
Fuck yeah.
I ate that, I went to bed, and I passed out. It was fantastic.
I finally picked up my sleep meds.
Nice.
That I asked Andy to get on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. I had to take a Unisom last night, and I snapped Andy earlier today, and I go, I remember why I don't take Unisom anymore. Mm. And he goes, why? And I go, I'm fucking miserable. Like, I was just so tired still, and this was at, like, 2 o'clock.
Ugh. That would suck.
It's like the hangover of a sleep med.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to get better at taking my magnesium. I started back on that train of the magnesium and the tart cherry. And I don't remember what night I did it, but I slept. And it was, like, one of those hard sleeps where you wake up and you're, like, sweating afterwards and, like, your, like, hair's messed up, your sweatshirt's messed up, and you're, like, did I travel to a new dimension? Which kind of sucks because then I also, like, will get laggy after that. It's hit or miss. I'm either up with my alarm and I'm going and I'm having a productive morning, or I think right now my body is in such needs to sleep mode. That
it's
is like
trying to catch up.
Yeah. My body aches.
Yeah.
It's like, I just need... And we don't have anything going on this weekend. And I'm like, I'm going to take my magnesium, like the stronger dosage, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go to bed at 10, and I'll see when I wake up.
No shit. That's awesome. I've been doing the magnesium spray on the boys' feet again.
That's right. I forgot you had mentioned that.
Yeah. I feel like that's helped.
It is
again
really good. I do like taking it. Gotta love adult sleep for athletes. Like, it's kids, but that's different too.
Dude. Waylon's gotten a lot better at sleep. He used to fight his sleep so bad.
Yeah.
Now he just sleeps.
He just sleeps.
Dude, he loves his sleep now.
And I love that for him.
Yeah.
I love when we're over on a weekend and I look over and he's just a passed out.
And he's like got his iPad like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 seconds my favorite, after he's actually. Like, I'm not tired.
Yeah.
Out.
It's my favorite that he does that. Because Harvey fights it. And he'll just sit there and he'll look at the TV like this. There was one night he was sitting and he had his like knees up and he was like hugging his knees, looking at the TV going like this. Like rocking. And I'm like, bro, just lay down and go to sleep. He goes, I'm not tired, Mom. And then I looked at him and I go, well, I'm going to go to bed. You want to come? And he goes, yeah, I'm tired.
I've never met someone that fights sleep harder than Harvey does.
Scott, he's real FOMO.
Real FOMO.
Real bad.
Couldn't be me.
I enjoy my sleep.
Me too. When I can, I enjoy it.
Yes.
God damn it. Excuse me. My other point I had on here was just because of our group chat today.
It's not even just adult trips being hard to plan. It's, like, girl trips.
Yeah. Girl trips are the hardest fucking thing to plan.
Yeah.
Like, insane. Especially, like, during the summer, which is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, I have something that weekend. Nope, I have something that weekend. Nope, I have something that weekend.
Well, and it doesn't help that Courtney has 4 boys in sports. We have 3 in sports.
I just am busy with work stuff this summer.
Then Alyssa's in, well, her crazy work schedule. And
yeah. And it sucks because, like, summer's the one time she's like, I think I'm actually kind of free. Any other time? We're like, should we do something? Alyssa,
no,
nope, I got work.
Got work, I got homework. We can't do it that time.
we're gonna figure this out.
We will eventually.
Eventually. It might be a bit, but...
Yeah.
Maybe it won't be an Okoboji Lake weekend, but...
You know... Fuck it. Yeah. It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Even if we have to, like, do, like, early summer and just... I'm down to just get, like, a place, bring a bunch of books, hang out, drink wine.
Yeah. As long as there's a hot tub.
Oh, yeah. You have to have a hot tub.
Yep.
It's, like, my one thing anywhere we go is there must be a hot tub.
Yeah, me too.
That's why it's easy to travel with each other. Hot tub? Yep. Get.
Except for when we get to somewhere and there's a fucking hot tub, but it's under construction and they don't say anything when you check in.
Or if you get a place with a hot tub out in the hills when it's nice and cool and you're like, oh, this will be so fun. And you get in there and it's closed down for the season and you're like, get.
Love that.
Would have been nice to know when we booked it.
Fucking idiots.
This is the one reason we did this.
Hate people.
Me too.
Like, what the why would you not tell somebody that your hot tub is down?
Because then they won't stay there. Well, yeah, that's the point. Be honest. Don't be fuckers.
Duh.
Like, goddamn.
I'm only doing it for the hot tub.
That's the only reason I'm here. I don't give a fuck about a pool. I'm not five. Give me the fucking hot tub.
Although I do love me some good mermaids sometimes.
Mermaids is for your backyard pool exclusively.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only time I want to play mermaids.
Yeah.
Maybe if we did a girls' trip with a pool.
Maybe.
Maybe. Like a private pool. Like you get like a cabin that has a pool in the backyard. I'd do that. I'd do that.
That'd be fun.
That'd be sick.
Next time.
On the next girl's trip. I told Mike and Jordan, I was like, once in my life, I want to like put a girl's trip together and get like a giant cabin and send it out to all my girlfriends, all your girlfriends, like anyone that's connected to like our girl group. Show up. This is how much you pay.
Mm-hmm.
And get, like, 15, 20 girls. And Mike and Jordan go, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. And I'm like, why? That sounds miserable. That sounds like a train wreck. That sounds like fights waiting to happen. And I was like, does it, though?
I mean, after your bachelorette party, yeah, it kind of does.
Yes. But I still want to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to DoorDash myself some Taco Bell and go hide in my room then. Fuck it.
Andy used to do a man weekend.
Yeah.
Once a year. And it was, like, between 12 and 15 of them. And they used to do that shit.
Yeah.
Until all of his friends, like, start having kids and...
became like real adults.
Yeah.
That's like the other thing too, like when you're planning a girl's trip, is we're all real adults. And before someone in the comments goes like, well, we're real adults, if you're under the age of 24 and you're not married and you're not seriously dating someone and you're also not like really into your career, you're not a full adult. You are, but not in the sense
not of, in the sense of when it comes to planning's fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I see all, like, my college friends off doing these big girls' trips. And I'm like, it must be nice.
Yeah.
Could it like, be me?
I see people all the time that, like, I used to work with that are all doing, like, girls' trips and shit. And I'm like, I have kids that I have to run everywhere.
Yeah.
And my friends all have kids that they have to run everywhere.
Or
we have to make sure that our husbands aren't doing something so that they're available for the kids. And if they are doing something, then we have to find somebody else to take care of the kids. And then on top of that, taking time off of work.
Yeah.
Or kids taking time off of school or out of sports.
Trying to plan around all the, like, career development things that you're doing and all this other stuff.
It's a shit show.
The shit show.
Shit show.
Shit show.
Your lives are shit shows, but, like, that is a real shit show.
We just need Welcome to the Shit Show tattooed on our foreheads.
I'm not gonna do that.
Okay. I got my wedding tattoo this weekend, as you've seen. And I was telling my boss, I was like, he's like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? I was like, oh, we're gonna go get our wedding tattoos. And he's like, where are you putting it? I was like, I don't know, I haven't decided. He goes, you should put it right on your face. And I was like, sure. And he goes, no, I have to fire you. And I was like, well, yeah, no shit. I'm going to put it on my neck. And he goes, nope, I'm still going to fire you.
You just want to fire me. That's like, why you said to put it on my face.
Yeah, try and get rid of me, Philip. It's on my arm. It's visible, but it's fine. My job doesn't care, so that's good.
Fuck it.
Except now it's like, it's right above my elbow. And, like, the rest of that arm is there.
Andy.
Andy, help! Because it looks stupid. I mean, the tattoo is sick. It's just, like,
all the...
So I need to fill the shoulder in.
I fucking love your random outbursts in song.
It's called the tism.
Oh, shit.
It's kind of my specialty.
It is.
I have to be, like, more subtle about it at work, though. So, like, the guys will be having a conversation, they'll say something, and I'll just, like, really quietly whisper it to myself.
Just fucking bust out one day.
And Paul caught me doing it once, and he just looks at me like, what the fuck was that?
Next time, just burst out real fucking loud.
I'm going to pay back for what they put me.
Make sure it's recorded. I need to see their reactions.
On a TikTok.
Oh my god. Yep.
Everything's fine.
It's a great time.
I think so. I think I'm hilarious.
It's better than Andy, who was putting stuff away from dinner tonight and yep. Just...
Ah. Oh, I hate that.
Out of nowhere. I jumped.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me. And you hear Waylon from the garage going, Jesus Christ, Dad!
I can't say I've never done that before, but I don't do it that often.
He does.
Mike,
the singing is way better.
The singing's better.
It's way more subtle. It's not scary.
That was, I don't remember if I didn't feel good or if I was frustrated, but Mike was in the office and I thought he had his headphones on while he was gaming. And I just went, like super loud. And he comes running and he's like, what? And I was like, oh, sorry. I thought you had your headphones on. It's fine. I'm fine. It's just, had to get the demon out, you know?
Andy was down here working one day, and I don't know, something went wrong on my laptop when I was doing something, and it deleted a whole bunch of my work, and I just go, there. And he calls me, and he goes, fuck just happened? Like, you good? Do I need to come upstairs? And I'm like, fuck this laptop. And he goes, oh, like, you're actually okay. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
The one that I do that freaks Mike out the most is, like, sometimes I'll just sit there and I can just feel it, like, buffling and I'll just short-circuit out. And Mike will look at me and be like, you good? It's just factory reset? Or, like, yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
And I don't, like, it's a thing in my family because my older brother, Davey, does the exact same thing. It doesn't faze my family because we've done it our whole lives.
Yeah.
We'll just sit there and just spaz out for a second and it's very normal.
I don't make a noise, but I do like a huge shiver thing. And Andy will just stare at me like, the fuck?
It's better.
Gotta get my life together here. It's fine. And like, I'm not cold.
It's just, you gotta get it out.
Just a lot of energy, just...
And all these are better than when my husband goes, oh, yeah, like that. Oh, it pisses me off.
Waylon does that.
Stop. I'm gonna punt him if he does that.
Yeah, he does it. All of these are better than when Andy decided to punch the big-ass plastic dino egg we had. Do you remember that?
Yeah!
When we were sitting there playing games?
Yep.
And he just... fucking punched it and went flying.
We were like, what was that? I don't know.
Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's probably the most wild, random one.
I cannot.
I can't with that man.
No.
Andy. When we were, Andy was hammered on St. Patrick's Day.
Andy was 12 beers deep before I got there.
Yeah, he was, that man was gone. And we were at Horses eating, and I gave him some shit, and he comes and he goes, stop. I haven't said one mean thing to you today. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he hugged me. He's like, I love you, Schlarbs. And I was like, stop. You're like a drunk girl and hurt your feels right now.
Oh my God. Ew.
I died. I thought it was so funny. What a great time.
I guess at least this time we didn't yell, but what if I shit my pants?
That would have been funnier. I don't think we had any sayings come out of this weekend. Sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might have to ask the guys that question. They normally get the best.
There's
ones.
One that I probably can't say on here.
Oh,
I can't call somebody out.
We'll talk about that offline, because now I want to know, because I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What a time.
What a time to fucking be alive, you know?
What a time to be.
Did you know that we're in another fucking winter weather advisory?
After it was 75 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was sunny and 60 today. And tomorrow is a blizzard morning, and the hills, like, coming this way, it's supposed to get, like, 18 inches of snow, because boys' state basketball starts Thursday.
We'll murder somebody.
Yeah. And my boss's kid is playing, and they're heading out on the bus tomorrow morning, and they're like, are you worried? And he's like, ah, it's a bus, like, the bus driver's going to be fine, like, because it's going to start early. It's going to taper off. So we're just going to get a quick slam, and then it's going to be done.
Yeah.
Again.
And then it'll be melted by next weekend.
Yeah. There's so much water in our garage. It's unreal.
I can't even imagine. Our pool somehow isn't fully melted.
That is kind of wild, because it's been warm.
There's, like, a huge chunk on the top still.
That's kind of crazy.
We were trying to get Alex to jump into it yesterday. But we figured out the ice was too thick still.
Damn.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Nice little polar plunge.
Never something I'll be interested in.
Nope. Me either.
Nope.
Would have been funny to see him do it, though.
It would have been. You would have had to have gotten it on video.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, thank God.
When it thaws out, he'll do it.
Oh, I would like an invite.
Okay.
Okay. I'll bring snacks.
Ooh. I like snacks.
Snacks? What we're doing for dinner tonight is pretty much just snacks. Putting buffalo chicken dip.
Dude. I got those, like, wonton wrappers.
Yeah.
And, like, the canned chicken.
Yeah.
And I did one can with buffalo chicken and one can with barbecue chicken. And put it in the wonton wrappers.
Ooh.
That's what we had for dinner tonight. They fucked.
That sounds really good.
They were so good.
I had that girls' night at my house last week. So this is our leftover buffalo chicken dip. Mm. Fun fact, we played a escape room game. I didn't realize when Trim bought it, that it was the advanced level.
Did you guys not escape?
We had to use every single clue and every single answer. It was so hard. Mike is playing video games, and he comes out when we're on, like, the last two, like, things.
Mm-hmm.
And our heads are just in our hands. We're like, I don't even know. You were supposed to take a sticker off of the box and put it on a thing. We didn't know there was a sticker on the box. It wasn't an obvious sticker. It looked just like a picture. It was wild. It was insane. I couldn't. My brain hurt so fucking bad from it.
I mean, it sounded like a fun game until now.
We just decided we need to get the beginner version.
I'll stick to Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah. When everyone was leaving, I was like, how about Uno next time?
Oh, or like base 10 or something way easier.
I'm gonna do Barbie Uno next time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Well, on that note,
fucking Christ,
that's our shit show the last 7 days.
Yeah,
and then next week,
sure, there'll be more.
Probably.
My kids are upstairs fighting right now.
Yeah. Can you hear them? I can. I don't know if they can. I can.
Oh, shit.
It's a great time, guys. Next week.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just thought to say peace, love, and prosper, but here we are.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye, guys.